You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Psalm 103, verse 1 to 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. When we are faced with a certain challenge in life, there is a tendency to forget all the goodness of God, to magnify that one small problem and make it look so big and make God look so small, and forget completely the goodness of God. And so the psalmist says in verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. It means that there is a possibility that you can forget the goodness of God. There is that possibility. You know, somebody went for a visa interview with American Embassy and she was denied visa. And for days, she became depressed. When I finally got opportunity to speak with her, I told her, I said, you were rejected as a baby. You were abandoned by your mother as a baby. And yet, God kept you. He was faithful to you. You have nobody. You were still able to go to school. Today you have a place where you live. You have food to eat. In fact, your problem many times is that you don't know what to eat. It is not that you don't have what to eat. He has healed you. He has helped you. He has been there for you. You've been on journeys that you could have perished, but God was there for you. How come now, because of denial of visa to a country, to a part of planet Earth that you are already part of, you are now depressed? It was then her eyes lightened up. You see, brethren, we easily forget the goodness of God. You don't even know the blessing that you have ears, that as I'm speaking, you are hearing what I'm saying. Some people don't have it. You are depressed that you don't have money. You see, some people will gladly not have money for the rest of their life if their eyes can only be restored. What they are asking for is sight. You have that eyes. You can raise your leg. You can raise your hand. Don't you know it's the goodness of God? The same journey, the same place you've traveled to, you've returned severally. Some people have perished on that same road. You thought of your friends that are doing well, but you forgot those of your friends that are 6 feet below the earth. Those ones that have perished while you were young. God has spared your life. God has been good to you. God has been kind to you just because of a minor setback. A very little challenge. It looks as if God is no longer good. It looks as if your life has never enjoyed the help of God. Did you know where you are today? It is the mercy of God. You are not on hospital bed. You are not in the mortuary. You are not locked up somewhere. Even if you are locked in the prison, you are at least not locked 6 feet below. God has been gracious to you. Brethren, speak to your soul and tell your soul, forget not all his benefits. He says, all his benefit, and bless the name of the Lord. Sing unto God. Rise up and worship him. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. He remains God forevermore. Praise be to his holy name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.